Hello, and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston, and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Billy, who's a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
Fat-burning workouts to boost weight loss. Our body stores excess energy intake in the form of fat, and unfortunately our fat stores can become excessive. Poor diet, lack of exercise, insufficient sleep, too much alcohol, smoking, stress, and even genetics can all contribute to fat buildup. Too much fat can lead to a host of health problems, including obesity, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. To keep your health and body in good shape, you know the answer is to get rid of the excess fat. Aside from being mindful of what you eat, it is also essential that you engage in physical activities and regular exercise. You can certainly lose weight by modifying your diet, but to get your body to really burn fat and physically healthy, you have to get moving. When you are trying to lose weight, targeted exercise can boost your efforts. Here are a few fat-burning workouts you can do to help you do just that. Cardio exercises. Cardio exercises, or aerobic exercises, which also help strengthen your heart and lungs, are one of the most effective ways to burn fat. Without going to a gym, you can do these anywhere. They include brisk walking, jogging, running, and swimming. You can start exercising by walking. You don't have to start by putting on your running shoes. That can come later if you are so inclined. Some exercises, such as running, are what put many would-be fat burners off. So just remember, walking is a great start. As a fat-burning beginner, walking will not feel overwhelming and will help you kickstart your weight loss journey. Walking is also easy to squeeze into your schedule. If you're traveling a short distance, allow extra time to arrive at your destination and walk there instead of going in a vehicle. A 30-minute walk at a moderate pace can help you burn 167 calories. Start walking when you can and watch that number go up and your fat stores go down. If you are happy to be a jogger or runner, you will be able to burn around 298 to 372 calories every 30 minutes. These exercises are great for targeting visceral fat. This type of fat is not good at all. Visceral fat is the hard, unhealthy belly fat that surrounds the internal organs. If you want a little more fun while exercising, go swimming. Swimming can help you lose up to 409 calories for every half-hour session, depending on the strokes you do. Even treading water burns up calories if you are not a proficient swimmer. Do any of these exercises 3 to 4 times a week, and increase the duration of your exercising as your body gets used to doing them. Soon your body, or more correctly your mind, will be craving exercise and not food. Strength training. Another effective way to burn fat is with strength training, which involves resistance movements to increase muscle mass and strength. Resistance workouts will also help your body to increase the calories it burns while at rest, as it improves your basal metabolic rate. You can use weightlifting equipment at home or in the gym. You can also do exercises that don't require any gym equipment. You can use your own body weight, such as push-ups and leg lifts. These exercises provide the resistance that your muscles need to burn fat. Pair strength training with cardio exercises, and you'll get even better results. High-intensity interval training. HIIT is an exercise strategy that consists of bursts of exercises with a period of rest in between. Studies show that HIIT can help you burn fats 30% faster than other exercises. It is also effective in targeting belly fat. You can alternate walking and running, or do burpees or squats, with rest periods in between. Burpees are one of the most commonly recommended routines when it comes to fat burning. Burpees are a loop of movements, such as squat, push-up, and jump. It's a great HIIT exercise that works on your arms, legs, glutes, and core, increasing your heart rate and promoting fat burning and weight loss. Quick routine for busy people. If you can only spare 5 minutes to exercise, turn on some music and dance or exercise to the song. There are many exercise programs today that show how you can burn fat the fun way. You can do kickboxing exercise routines while your favorite music is playing, or swing your hips and move to the music. Resulting movements include squats, side bends, arm extensions, and more. Even if you don't have much time, a one-song workout is a fun way to exercise, improve your mood, and keep you motivated. If you have more time, you can dance to another song. If you want, you can play a song anytime throughout the day and exercise. You can also create a playlist of upbeat songs that you can turn on whenever you have the time, or whenever you want to burn fat. Do these fat-burning workouts and start getting in better shape.
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.drlhealthypracticespodcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about informational activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.